From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Time now for your comments, as well as a pair of corrections. First, many of you wrote in yesterday to scold me for mispronouncing the name of the Russian city that will host the next Winter Olympics. Vladimir Marchenkov of Athens, Ohio, even includes this helpful advice for anyone looking forward to 2014. The name of the city is pronounced not Sochi, but exactly as written. That would be Sochi, just as Mr. Marchenkov writes, chi as in chicken, with the stress on the first syllable, Sochi.
Mr. Marchenkov offers us one last tip. He writes, I look forward to hearing many more of your reports about the Sochi Winter Olympics and hope you will keep your sense of humor when you deliver them. A sense of humor is an indispensable survival tool in Russia.
Thank you. We well remember that. And to everyone who heard my mispronunciation of Sochi yesterday, prestigia.
Many of you wrote in about Friday's story on this song. Just who Carly Simon thought was so vain has perplexed listeners for decades. Well, Simon herself whispered a new clue in the song as it appears on her latest album. Listen closely. Here it comes. She seems to be saying David, narrowing the possibilities to maybe David Crosby, or maybe record executive David Geffen, or maybe an as-yet-unknown David. In our story, we misidentified Geffen as Simon's producer.
David Jacks of Pasadena, California, wrote in to set our record straight. The producer, he says, was Richard Perry, one of the greatest producers of that decade. He worked with Barbara Streisand, Ringo Starr, Harry Nilsson, and the Pointer Sisters, among many others. He's still producing today and deserves the credit for that marvelous number one record.
A different mystery about Carly Simon's song haunts Gerald Pollack of North Haven, Connecticut. He muses, what I don't get is the line, you probably think this song is about you. But the song is about the vain E, whoever he may be, so why would she write that line? Mr. Pollack continues, that's been bothering me for 37 years. Well, Gerald, unless Carly whispers over another recording, we may never know the answer.
Son of a gun.
Tell us what's on your mind about anything you hear on the program. You can write to us at npr.org.